professional on your end?
Yeah, you sound good.
Okay. Test. There we go. And... And we're back. Stripe Show podcast on a Tuesday. I'm your host, Travis Fulton. Thank you for tuning in. Good show yesterday. Frank Nombolo joined us live. We're going to be doing that from time to time on Twitter and YouTube. So that was fun to get him on the show and get his thoughts on everything that's happening in the game of golf. It's one of those times that the conversation off of the golf course seems to be more popular than what's happening on the golf course. Now, I was going to open up this podcast with some video of Taylor Moore, but I'm having some difficulty here with my platform. So I'm going to save that for tomorrow. Good conversation with his coach, Josh Gregory. And he was kind enough to share some video and some really cool insight that I want to share with you from an instruction side. So we'll push that to Wednesday. But today, as you know, Tuesday, it's about making some money. And a guy that knows how to make money, Jeff Feinberg, joins me from Canada. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Travis. Thank you for having me.
All I could think about on Sunday was you, because I knew you had Tommy Fleetwood. I knew you had a win ticket on Tommy Fleetwood. I didn't even have to go look and watch a previous show. Yeah. And I didn't do a show last week breaking down the tournament. But I did have Tommy Fleetwood in a one and done, and I had him in the win ticket. Yes. And what did he do? He went Fleetwood on us, hit a hook on the par five, and made bogey.
Yes, full Fleetwood. In many ways, he wasn't nearly as sharp on Sunday. That was totally frustrating. I was totally lucky to also have Taylor Moore, and trust me, that's my first win of the year, Travis, and we're in the middle of March. Hey, so I need
congratulations.
It. Match play is match play is a hobby. Like, I'd call match play a hobby for me, so it can get expensive, as if any hobby you like can be expensive. So I needed that win, and the Masters is coming up in 2 weeks. So desperately needed a golf betting win, to sort of get me whole again on what's been a frustrating golf betting season for me. But like you, I had Tommy was on the card, and I had the one and done Tommy. It would have been such a great story. His Mother's Day in England on Sunday, and his mom's had passed away recently, where he even, bugged him. His mom died, obviously, bugged him. It hit him hard enough where he skipped, I think, the whole FedEx Cup, which was like, whoa, like, yeah, it takes that sort of extreme, but I would tell you a lot of guys would have played in the FedEx Cup, even if their mom died a couple weeks before it. I mean that. You're close enough to golf to know that probably would have happened. So I was writing the stories in my head already. I wanted Tommy to win it so bad. Even when he comes up short, you hear him speak in front of a microphone and you still, like, love the guy. How can he's going to just keep knocking on the door. It's a more frustrating path than the Fino path, but their courses, their path in golf are very different. But in terms of winning on the PGA Tour, it's just like, you just keep contending. It's finally got to knock one off for you. As a frustrated Fleetwood fan, I'm so excited that he'll play well this week.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's doing a lot of good things, but you just like him on that golf course. Take care of the par fives, be steady, par fours, don't have to make a lot of putts, and, use that short game to his advantage. And the hook got him. He hit a couple hooks there on Sunday, and they started left and went left, and the one on the par five did him in. But congrats on Taylor Moore. Taylor Moore, I feel like a lot of people don't know a lot about Taylor Moore. So we spent a lot of time yesterday on the podcast with Frank, who knows a lot about Taylor Moore, and we really, I felt like, gave it its due. You know, who is Taylor Moore, his background, his steady improvement with his work of Josh Gregory. And, you know, one of the things, what's interesting with Taylor Moore is he's a terrific athlete. When you talk about athletes, you know, who do we think of? I mean, DJ's on that list, Tony Finau, Gary Woodland. But let me tell you something. This dude is a great athlete. I mean, he really is. Excellent baseball player, can do it all in all sports. And he converted into golf. And here he is now, I think, climbing the ranks. And I think with more, although incrementally he's gotten better in every phase of the game, I think his putter was rebuilt a few years ago and now has become a real strength. His iron game is better. I think mentally you saw a different Taylor Moore on Sunday. And it kind of stems back, Jeff, to when he played with JT at the Players. And JT gave him a lot of confidence. Like he filled him up with praise on his game. And you know how that works, right? Someone that maybe you look up to, better player, obviously JT. And it kind of propelled him forward, man. You know, like he was a different guy on Sunday and he went out and he hit the shots down the stretch and got it done.
I would say all weekend. He was a different guy on Saturday, some of the shots he was making. But yeah, I mean, what he did on that 12th hole, which was playing the hardest of the week, even his one bogey Sunday, Travis, on the front nine, he was like 90 yards in the fairway after a monster drive. Wasn't like he you know, had to scramble. He just, like a lot of players, they get into an awkward yardage at Valspar with the wind blowing, and he just overshot the green a little. And even his save from the fringe missed by like an inch. He just left it an inch short, going right into the heart of the cup. A bogey-free back nine. It was mesmerized. Like, it was phenomenal. I can wax hyperbole about these guys after a win, but I don't know, that for a maiden win, that just showed a level of like stones and ability.
Yeah.
Like winning is hard. Getting like, even like, I don't even, can't even compare it to like Kitayama's win. It just, I don't know. Obviously I had a bet, so I'm like looking at it through a different lens.
Yeah.
But a hyper impressed. That bunker shot on 17, unconscious, man.
It was. Yep. And that was the one that his team pointed to and said, look, that's the one he stepped up and hit. Like, you know, in the past, maybe you can kind of wish that one up there a little bit, chunk and run. But he took it on and carried it there, you know. So, like, I think that shot was the shot that showed it's my time. You know, I've got to take this shot on and get it done. And he did, and the chips fell his way.
And he didn't miss inside 6 feet, unless the graphic as he was hitting that last 5.5 footer to stay at 10 under on 18 showed. I may have misread that. I was, you know, that whole time you have a bet and like Spieth saves that bogey, Travis, then sticks it on the par three. You're like, you're getting the full Spieth experience, oh, and you're about to get nipped for sure.
Oh, yeah.
At the finish line by Jordan as a golf bettor. I have so many times before. Incredible. So full marks to Taylor Moore. And great for him. Now he sets the schedule, gets in the big events. The world is his oyster. He gets to choose where he wants to play now. Like that's the other side of this. So amazing. Good for him. And seems like a great guy. As like when you win, some stories come up about you and, you know, before he won. Reaching out to people to give back in any way that he can. So
yeah, it's all good vibes with him. It's all positive with him, and we'll see where it takes him. You know, that was a big moment for him, and another terrific non-elevated event on the PGA Tour. Now let's fast forward. We're going to go through our brackets pretty quickly here, and I was notified from Jeff before we came on the air that this is the first time that you're going to see Jeff's full bracket. So I'm curious. I have an idea. Jeff and I, we've done this show a number of times. So I have an idea where I think he might go, but he's always, you know, he always throws a few wrenches in there. A few things about the course, Austin Country Club. Unfortunately, this is the last year of the match play as we know it, the 24th edition of it. Par 71, 7,100 yards, elevated event, we know. Big time purse, $20 million, 3.6 to the winner. And it's a great venue for this, you know, because look, it's pretty generous off the tee. You've got some elevation change. They want you to make birdies. They want you to go for it, risk reward. So look, you need a player that, you know, get some opportunities here, can make some birdies. But as you know, it's match play and anything can happen. You can shoot 65 and get whipped. You can shoot 73 and win. You know, you just don't know how the chips are going to fall. I was looking at my model last year, which was okay. I did okay, I think, filling this out last year. But you look at the previous winners. Scheffler, of course, won it last year, beating Kiz. Horschel defeated Scheffler in 21. Kiz defeated Kuchar in 19. You go down to 18, Bubba wins, then DJ. And there's Jason Day. Let me remind you, Jason Day's won this two times. Let me remind you, Jason Day is playing some great golf. I think you might be hearing that name in my bracket, perhaps. But let's make some birdies, right, Jeff? I mean, there's a little model there, but there's just so much variance here, isn't there?
No, I mean, total variance. It's single round golf. You said it. You could play great and go home. I mean, that is match play. Some people have really done some deep dives on this, and it does show it always, like match play should, and our perception is probably reality, that the edge goes to the putter. As we'll see, my card will be made up of guys that I just assume will total birdie you to death over 18 holes, and good luck keeping up with their score. And I've kind of poo-pooed on a lot of like preeminent great putters with match play success. Course is great because we've seen guys, you can just fire that driver and create optimal positions all day and dominate and win. And you could also Kevin Kisner, just Pete Dye, I should say, your way around this thing and pin stock it to death. So all players feel live. Let's get into it. Yeah, you said it's my first. I was live with Mayo yesterday when it came out. And between the being live and the odds and the bracket just coming out, I mean, I gave picks and a lot of those I've bets and we'll get through them. But in terms of my actual, like, how my bracket's going to go, my head was spinning. So this is it. I've made my final decisions and I'm ready to go. And I guess you get them. I don't know if people want them, but they're coming.
No, they want them. Look. When you're on, this podcast is fire. So I'm excited about this. And here we go.
Just off the top, Travis.
Okay.
I'll be quick. Historically, the pool A players have only won about 33%. As Rick Gaiman tweeted, he showed the math. And some years it's been like 50%. And a couple years it's been horrible. Where you've only seen like four pool A players come out. I have this feeling this year we're going to see an uptick there. And that's just because that pool B, that pool C doesn't feel as strong. You could blame Liv or you could say it is what it is. It just doesn't pass my eye test. Well, I don't care. You could tell me how good these guys are. My eye test says it's just not as strong. And then by chain reaction, the D players, some of them shouldn't even be in a world match play field.
Agreed.
You've watched this field for 22 years. Yeah. The winner can come from anywhere, kind of as we've seen. But the field just does not feel as strong. Obviously, Liv has an impact on that. I'm here to say, unless you think a one seed wants to check out for the Masters or something, I don't even see a group of death. Like, there's a hardest group. But years past would be like, oh, my God, that's a group of death. To me, this field lacks so much strength to what I'm used to that I don't even feel there's a group of death. And we can get into it, but I don't think the one seeds face the challenge. I mean, it's golf. They'll get knocked off for sure, but just doesn't feel like they face the walls in the pod play like they if in years past, makes any sense.
No, I think it makes complete sense, and I agree with that. Let's face it. I mean, the top 64 official World Golf rankings, I mean, the official World Golf rankings is obsolete now. I mean, it just is. I mean, whether you feel one way or the other about Liv, no one is going to buy the fact where Dustin Johnson currently is, Cam Smith. And I know they have been playing their best golf. I get that. But this is the top 64 on the PGA Tour. you know, when it comes to the official global
even the
rankings.
New rules with LIV, they've kind of hindered the world rankings. They've put a hole in the European stuff where I don't even feel like, I don't know. They've just really convoluted the whole system without LIV in many regards. But hey, we got a bracket and I love it.
Here we go. Group one. We're going to go quick here. So stay with us.
I'm with quick.
So we're going to go group one, which is Scotty Scheffler, Tom Kim, Alex Noren, Davis Riley. You go first.
Taking Scheffler, but that's a hard group. Kim, I made fun of the B pool and the C pool and its overall strength. I wasn't making fun of Tom Kim. Wasn't doing that. I'm a stand for Alex Noren, and Riley can be a, he can get on you. Still picking Scheffler, though.
Yeah, Noren is interesting, right? I mean, he's got a good match play record. We know what Tom Kim's capable of. Davis Riley now is coming back to the surface. This is a tough, tough group here for Scheffler as the one seed. But with that said, it's Scotty Scheffler. He's the best player in the world. Give me Scheffler. Group two, Sung J.M., Tommy Fleetwood, JT Poston, Maverick McNealy. I'll go first here. I like what I saw with JT last week. I think he's trending. I know Fleetwood had a good week last week as well, but I'm going to go all the way down to that 48 seed, and I'm going to pull the upset with JT Poston in group two.
Can't argue that.
You're the same?
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm going to argue it. I just mean, like, I like how you laid that out. Like, Fleetwood played great all weekend for the most part, got a lot of TV time. Poston showed up on Sunday, missed a lot of four-foot putts, but he was striking it beautifully. He could be primed to take down a couple guys the way Tommy has just been ball striking for the most part. I'm not backing off that, not here to say he's going to win, but I got Tommy in pod play. You can maybe say that's from the heart, but it's happening on with Penn.
That's why I asked, because I was going to be very surprised if you agreed with me with Poston over your boy Fleetwood. All right, group three. Interesting one here. Really like three of the four players. Colin Morikawa, Jason Day, Adam Svensson, and Victor Perez. You first.
I'm just going to get crazy and pick Victor Perez. But Day and Morikawa.
Wow.
That's a real tough one. It's almost like I couldn't pick between them, and it wouldn't be fun without some long shots. Vic Perez, who drives the ball almost as well as anybody in this field outside of the super elites that we know and see all the time. Had a great run here last year. I think he can get hot. Bold, but Vic.
I'm going with Jason Day. I really like Svensson. Been talking about him for a long time. It's nice to see him gaining confidence and coming on. We know what Morikawa can do. One of the best iron players in the game. But make no mistake, Jason Day, 12-time winner. He's back, folks. I predicted a win. I don't think it'll be this week, but I love his game. And the putter is going to catch fire soon. The iron game is beautiful. Like the way that it has resurged. I still think that peak putter that we've seen from Day in years past when he was winning a major championship and number one player in the world, we haven't seen that surface yet. Perhaps this is a week in a format that he's comfortable with. He's won twice. All right, group four, Victor Hovland.
I am on Victor. I have picked Victor to win. This group still scares the crap out of me, but I need now to add that I had Victor when a couple sites had odds up a week ago. I took Victor pre-pod, and I'm like, whatever the draw brings me, I'll take Victor 30-1. So I'm picking him to win this. I got to tell you right now, I love Jason Day too, but this entire region, between Scheffler, M, Fleetwood, you're even picking Poston, Morikawa, Day, I don't want to even bet into this thing. And I have my Hovland ticket, the way he striked it at API, rolled that into the players. The triple bogey can't hurt me in match play, Travis. I'll just win the next hole. It doesn't end you like it feels like it ends you in a 72-hole stroke, like the triple bogey on the weekend on the PGA Tour in a stroke play. This is just, we'll move on. Total birdies by Victor over 18 holes. come and get me. Although all three of these guys scare the crap out of me. I mean that as a golf guy, Kirk, Kim, and Kuchar all scare me.
See, that's your boy Hovland, right? I made a tweet last week at the Players. Do you think Victor Hovland's a better player now than he was last year? I think Victor Hovland was a better player last year at this time than he is this year. That's just my feel. Victor Hovland's one of the best players in the world. I'm not gonna argue anybody with that. But I still don't like the complete direction that Victor is going. So Victor can catch fire and go and win. But I'm gonna move off him here. And I'm going with my boy Kirk. I'm going with Chris Kirk here. Chris Kirk, just, you know, cereal and toast in the morning, turkey sandwich with mayonnaise at lunch, and macaroni and cheese for dinner, and just get up and just go to work, take his lunch pail, and off he goes to work. He's not going to make a lot of mistakes. He's going to make enough birdies. He'll take care of Kuchar. He'll get a little fortunate with Hovland, and he's my boy coming out of group four, Chris Kirk. The great season continues. I'm willing to look past the miscut at the Players. He just won at the Honda, made the cut at the Arnold Palmer. That was a valiant effort. A little rest now. Let's get back on the horse.
No, they all scare me. Like Kuchar can be, and Kim can do a lot of like what Victor does. Just get unconscious and ball strike you just to death. Like,
well, here's now we're getting into a couple groups that I think kind of maybe speaks to your point. Max Homa, group five, Max Homa, Matsuyama, Kevin Kisner, and Suh. Right now, Suh's showing some life here, right? And it's cool to see.
Well.
He's starting to play well. Kisner is going through a swing change. I've been talking about it for a month. It's not the same Kevin Kisner. I know you're looking at someone who's won here. He's been runner up, or he's lost in the finals a couple times. Not the same Kevin Kisner this time around. And Matsuyama has showed some life here and there. But Homa is the class here. I'm going Max all day here, group five.
I'm just, I guess, in finding a way to be different. Maybe Max isn't the guy to step on. I'm taking Hideki.
Okay.
I'm not really overthinking it, but yeah, Max scares me, and I honestly thought about betting him to win, but I don't even, I guess for now I got Hideki winning the pod.
God, you just think back to Max, the Ryder Cup. He just feels like a match play player to me.
President.
He's coming into his own. Or at the President's Cup, excuse me, last year.
Oh, yeah, now he's like even a lot. Like, it's not even a debate. He won't even have to be a captain's pick. He's like a surefire Team USA all-star. So, crazy.
All right, group six. We got Spieth, Shane Lowry, Taylor Montgomery, and Mackenzie Hughes. Hughes is playing some bad golf. Montgomery, a young rookie, can hit the driver. Great putter. Scares the daylights out of me with that putter. Who you got?
I've got Taylor Montgomery.
Oh, he's going young boy. All right.
We're gonna shake things up. I've even put a little sprinkle on Montgomery at 121 at 120 to one to just go crazy. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That's like full degen in me, but that's the bet that I have that I've made. You said it, the driver, the putter, if he gets hot and takes down anybody. It's a group of great putters outside of Lowry, who's horrible at putting at the moment, at least.
You know, and that's who I took because the putter's got to warm up at some point, right? And that's the one I'm kind of rethinking here. I might go back and rethink that one with Lowry. It's got to warm up at some point. I've seen that he's kind of.
He finally took a week off, right? Because he played Honda. He played everything for a run. Like, so maybe the week off, just get away from it, hit some putts.
Well, here's what happened. Okay, so Lowry has been, his iron game has been good. His driver's been good. His short game has been good. His putter is just awful. I mean, lost 4.2 at the Players, finished 35th. Iron game was superb. And he did. He took a week off, and I saw some video surface with his putting coach that was very much pull it back and let's get back to the basics and let's kind of flip the switch here and give this a kind of a reboot, if you will, right? Which I think he needed. And so I am, as you can tell, I'm rethinking this a little bit. But
if you have whoever's winning,
the putter's got to come back together. It's got to resurface at some point. And so I'm going to say it does here in this group.
And I would just say you don't have to overthink it too much if you have the winner of this group losing to Max Homa, which I probably assume you do if you can't even decide who you want.
I do. But, yeah, I do. I do. So, yeah, it's a fair point. But I love your Montgomery pick. I love Taylor Montgomery. When that dude figures out his iron game, he is going to be fantastic because he is a world-class putter, and he can nuke it off the tee. All right, group seven. Burns, Power, Scott, Hadwin. Give me Sammy Burns.
It showed light. It was great to see him battle to the end.
He's back.
At the Valspar. I hope so. That'd be great. If he's back, I'm going to regret this. It was between Scott and Power. Flip a coin, Power, because my winner might be in the next one.
See, here's the thing with Sam. You know, you go back to when Scheffler was picked at the Ryder Cup, and Sam was the other guy, right? And Scheffler, that propelled his career, really, in beating Rahm in the singles. And now I think with Sam, he's kind of went through his first struggle and he's worked himself out of it. I think he's striking the ball much better. And we talk about good putters. Sam Burns is a really good putter. And so I think he's on the uptick. Getting on these teams, I think, means a lot to him. And I feel like he's kind of got a little dog in him too, man. I feel like he's got a little dog in him. I think he's a good man.
He's a natural born winner, but I don't think his spot on these teams is in jeopardy yet. The slump wasn't that long.
Like, no.
He'd won way too much over the last year and a half, it feels like, too.
Yeah, I don't think he fears that, but I do think there's something there with Sam. Let's go out and prove some stuff. And he hasn't been on that team. So I know
like the DFS argument or in general, the question that Pat Mayo asked me yesterday is Sam Burns back or is that just a player on a comfort course playing well? And I'm like, well, the way he finished his rant, like he could have just dogged it coming home. And I like to think he's back. Like I agree with you. I agree with you that I feel he's closer to back than that just being a product of being on a course where he loves.
I think with Sam, when he's cruising with the driver like he was, I think that's a good sign. Given on what he works on and trying to get, he tends to get a little too up and down. Then he starts getting a little wipey with the driver. So I liked what I saw with Burns, and I think he can fill it up with the putter. So give me Burns out of that group, and you took?
I took Power.
You took Power.
But I don't need to overthink it.
All right, group eight, Patrick Cantlay, Brian Harman, KH Lee, Nick Taylor.
So there were a couple bets I made before the week. And then there was a bet or two that I make when you see the bracket and you see the path. And I got on Patrick Cantlay 20-1. He drew the nuts. Harman, KH Lee, Nick Taylor.
Yep.
If you debate the current status of Sam Burns, it comes out to a nice little matchup to get himself into what would be the Elite Eight on to Saturday. So we'll be talking about him a lot as we go through it, at least on my side, Travis. Patrick Cantlay, a pretty easy decision for me. He doesn't like to lose. Still remember him giving that stink eye to Tom Kim, beating him at the President's Cup. He was like just angry.
Cantlay it is in my bracket as well. I think that's a no-brainer. Harman not hitting the ball well at all. Really, his iron game is struggling. It's a no-brainer for me.
Well, KH Lee Friday and Sunday at the Valspar was unconscious. He just had two insanely horrible opposite rounds on Thursday and Saturday.
Which could play. I mean, I guess it depends when that happens, right? And what match.
You're not Patrick Cantlay's like the elite steady Eddie, right? Like, you know. Same reason you like Chris Kirk. You're just, he's just gonna 100 paper cuts you to death or something. But but like that elite, like top 10 talent, 100 paper cuts version. So yeah, I need a big week from Cantley.
Group nine, this is where I had the most trouble. I spent the most time thinking on John Rahm, Billy Horschel, Keith Mitchell, and Ricky Fowler.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, maybe this is the group of death. Some, I don't know. I like a joke at the top. It's really hard to find one group where you're just like, that's clearly the hardest group. But Mitchell's playing great. Horschel's comfortable in one here, and Fowler.
I mean, Princeton is in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's where you just got to remind yourself, like, things happen, man.
Yeah, it's golf. You know? It's single rounds. You hit, John Rahm thinks he's about to put you away with a 10-footer. You hit a 30-footer on top of him, and now your head's spinning. Like, that's the beauty of this week and why I think we're sad to lose match play, Travis. But we get some of the best clips in from match play. We get to know these guys so well during match play. The Keegan Bradley and Pepsi versus Jimenez. You see Bubba Watson like timing JB Holmes under a cactus in Arizona. Kevin Na with his shit on DJ. Like, we get the most from stuff like this. You know, Berger hawking an opponent. Like, I don't know. I'm so sad. I don't want to get it. We got to finish this. That's a whole other show on why they can't figure it out. But match play is so beautiful. It's so beautiful.
I mean, you think about, you've got John Rahm, Arizona State, Horschel's a Gator, Mitchell's a Bulldog. I mean, there's a little stink there between Horschel and Mitchell. I don't know. Fowler's Oklahoma State. Give me Ricky Fowler in the upset out of group nine.
Listen, and for all the love, like Longhorns this, Longhorns that. It's a Big 12 country. You could put that sniff on the Oak State boys like Ricky and Vic as well. I love that. I want Ricky and Day to win so bad. Day feels closer, but I love everything that's happening. I'm still picking John Rahm.
I don't know if he's closer. I mean, look, Ricky's putter is
I feel like I trust Day more in like the smoke of it. At the moment, like deep on a Sunday, but I'll have to bet either of them to cry when either of them win again. I mean that.
The fact that Ricky Fowler's in this field, it just feels like a bonus.
He needs to get to the Elite Eight to have a chance to make the Masters, or he's got to win the Valero next week, Travis. So we're all cheering for him, right?
Ricky Fowler's on his way. Group 10, Cam Young, Straka, Connors, Davis Thompson. Give me Cam Young.
Yeah, he just seems like such a daunting match play opponent. Canadian Corey Connors here finished third place a year ago. Yeah. Corey Connors for me.
Wow. Okay. Group 11, Tony Finau, Kurt Kitayama, Maronk, Bezuidenhut. Damn, it's a mouthful. I'm going to stay chalk. I know Kitayama, Maronk, Bezuidenhut. To me, it's Finau than Bezuidenhut. That's the way I would go. But I'm going to stay close to the vest here with Tony on this one.
I got no other opinion. Tony for me moves on.
Yep. Group 12. Will Zalatoris, Ryan Fox, Harris English, Andrew Putnam. I think I have an idea which way you're going to go. Zalatoris, it still feels early. The putter's been really bad. That scares the daylights out of me. English has poked his head above water a little bit at times. Putnam, we know, can make some birdies. I kind of like Fox, man. I like Fox here. I like the way he's rolling right now. What was he, 24th at the Players, 14th at API? I think I'm leaning Fox.
Makes sense. A lot of people I trust are actually quite high on Fox this week. I can't pivot off of Will here. I'm going to take Will.
Group 13, who do you got? Shoffley, Hoagie, Aaron Wise, Cam Davis.
From the top rope, this was between Hoagie and Cam Davis for me. Xander's broken my heart here so many times, so he's obviously going to play great because I got off him after betting him, I think, two straight years. Cam Davis, something was wrong, right? There was an injury, and he came back. He's striking the ball. It seemed like beautiful again. I think Texas works perfectly for this Australian. It was Thomas or Hoagie. Davis or Hoagie, I took Davis.
Yeah, it was good to see Davis get off the schneid there a little bit, play some golf. Well, he had a bad start to the calendar year. Man, I'll tell you, Hoagie put on an absolute ball-striking exhibition with his irons at the Players. He's going to get a ton of looks. His putter wasn't great at the Players, but it's been okay. I'm going Hoagie here.
Yeah.
Group 14, Fitzpatrick, Fagala, Lee, Spahn. I like the wide fairways for Sahith. Not keen on Fitzpatrick right now. I think he's wheeling. We saw what Lee can do. I'm going Fagala.
This was a really tough one for me. It started just being Lee versus Tagala, and then Fitzpatrick came in turning the bend as he had that horrible triple bogey early or at the Valspar. But from that moment on, he actually finished two under in really difficult conditions, but also missed the cut at the Players. This is no place for an injured golfer, Travis, as it's a lot of golf. 2 weeks before the Masters, even the guy that wins, like the elite player who wants to win this week, is sort of like, oh, it's going to be a lot of golf, though. The Masters is in 2 weeks. Is Fitzpatrick healthy? I don't know. There's a lot of words to say. I'm taking Minwoo Lee.
Ooh, wow. Okay. All right. I like Minwoo Lee. Got a little flair. You know, he's kind of a showman. I like him. But I don't think Gala gets it done. All right. Group 15, Hatton, Henley, Herbert, Griffin in the field at 51. What do you got?
So this was the other bet I made last week at 40-1, Ty Hatton. It sat out there all week over at a certain sports book. And when you bet pre-pod, you could get screwed. And I kind of feel like I got screwed with Victor because, as I discussed earlier, I just hate that whole region. I don't even want to bet into it because I loved so many good players. Hatton drew the absolute nuts. Like, yep. I thought Cantley drew the nuts for a pre-pod release, bracket release bet. Hatton drew me the nuts. Mm-hmm. Hatton, this is easy. Watch him get skunked, but Henley looks off. Herbert, I think, beat Shoffley here last year, which broke me.
Hey, he drove the lat. Remember, he drove that par four. He knocked it on the green.
Yeah, it broke me, Trav. Oh, I couldn't believe it. Mm. Shoffley's lost to some scrubs here, but he seems like a great fit always. And Ben Griffin, like, what are we doing? So Hatton, he's amazing right now. Hatton.
He is. Yeah, he's playing great golf. Fourth at Arnold Palmer, second at Players. I agree. Group 16. Boy,
is he vulnerable?
Think about it now. You got to play seven matches. McIlroy want to play seven matches right now?
2 weeks before the Masters. I mean, who's got the Masters on their mind?
Keegan,
Rory. But like Spieth maybe. But like, you know, Spieth can shake it to go walk in team with Greller, have some fun, play a match. Rory to me is all consumed. Like, it's an all consuming thing, right?
I agree. No, I'm with you. Keegan, McCarthy, Stonks. Give me Danny McCarthy out of group 16. goes unconscious.
I'll piggyback you there. And to sort of quote my partner in crime, Pat Mayo, he said, if we're trying to find the next generation's Kevin Kisner, well, let's try Danny McCarthy.
There you go.
So, yeah, I don't trust Stallings.
Why not?
For a lick. Give me McCarthy.
You know, McCarthy is, I'm just pulling him up here. I thought I had it up, but here he is. McCarthy feels like, we know he can putt, right? Is he the best putter on the PGA Tour now with Montgomery out there? I don't know. I think Montgomery might have. But I do feel like McCarthy is getting better with his ball strike. I think his iron game is now better than average. I think his short game is trending. I see growth with Denny. It's coming. And I think McIlroy, I don't think McIlroy wants to play seven matches. I think as much as I like Rory, he's kind of, you know, I think he's
and for
kind
my
of looking
stakes,
ahead here.
My stakes in Hatton this week would love just to see anyone but Rory, to be perfectly honest, come through here. So,
all right, here we go. Round of 16. Do you have your, I'm going to have you go through your matchups first.
Okay, round of 16, I have Pinch Me Fleetwood beating Scheffler. Then I have Victor beating Victor. Hovland beating Perez. Matsuyama taking down Montgomery. I have Cantley beating Power. Do you want me to go the other side or you want to?
No, keep going. Get all. Okay. Give me all of them.
And then I'm going to have Corey Connors shocking John Rahm. This is where I've been stuck the whole time. Finau versus Zalatoris. I go back and forth a million times, Travis. Give me Tony Finau. Tony Finau. And then I have an all Aussie matchup where Minwoo Lee defeats Cam Davis. And then Tyrrell Hatton defeats Denny McCarthy. Right. I'm on to the Elite Eight.
Okay, so let me start there at the bottom for mine. I've got Hatton over McCarthy as well in a highly contested match. I'm going to go Thagala over Hoagie. I'm going Fox over Finau.
Ooh, yeah.
I like Fox. Ooh, yeah. I do. I like him. I got Fowler over Cam Young in 20 holes. I've got my boy Sam Burns is back taking down Cantlay. Of course, Homa over Lowry. Jason Day over Kirk. And Scheffler's just too strong for Poston. All right. That takes us to the quarters. And I'll give you my quarters first. So my four matchups in the quarterfinals. Ooh, boy, Scheffler and Day.
Oh, wow.
Going Jason Day. I got to stay on it. Jason Day. Burns and Homa. It's time. Sam Burns. It's time. Big stage.
Gets into the final four.
Ricky Fowler over Fox.
Ooh, I love
I'm
it.
Going Fowler. I'm going.
Fowler winning.
Like, throw your brackets. I mean, the shit has hit the fan. And Thagala over Hatton.
Holy. I love it. Things do get crazy here all the time with still a top player winning, so I'm not surprised by any of it. Okay, I'll piggyback. I think I'm going to be less crazy, but my bets dictate that I want to be less crazy. I'm going to have Hatton over Cam Davis. Wow, how did he get there? I'm going to have Finau over Corey Connors. No, Corey Connors over Finau.
Okay.
Corey Connors back into the final four.
No Canadian bias there at all.
I just love the way Corey's playing this format. I think it might be more at Texas. Wins it from only one in I don't know.
Yeah, Corey Connors. I'm with you.
You got Fowler. I got Connors. We went crazy up there in the John Rahm region. We went nuts.
Yeah.
I'm going to have Victor beating Tommy. Very Feinberg. Cantley beating Matsuyama. So let me just give my final four. I will get this over with. I'll then have Cantley beating Hovland. I will then have Hatton beating Finau with Cantley beating Hatton in the finals.
Wow. Going with Patrick Cantley. Fairways and greens. Six birdies, one bogey. Tip, like, just, you know, here. Hatton's like, you know, look, Jeff, yeah. Hatton, he's right. You know, right.
Yeah.
Just makes a hole in one. Like, how you doing? No emotion for Hatton. All right. I like it. Yeah. Connor's back in 19, Valero, Texas Open. I'm with you there. All right. Sam Burns versus Jason Day. Going Sam Burns.
Love it.
Ricky Fowler over Thagala. I'm going Fowler. Sam Burns versus Ricky Fowler in the final. It's going to be a fantastic ratings.
Can
And I'm going with Sam Burns in his biggest win yet.
I would like to just be the last
boy man back.
I want to just say the last thing I want to say here, Travis, other than thanking you, would be like, you might have just saved match play. Like, in the way they went to the pods the year after CH3 beat Tiger in the first round, and they're like, no, we can never have like our best players going home after one day. We got to create a system. If Ricky Fowler wins match play Sunday,
he's going to finish second. He's going to finish second. Yeah.
He's in the final on Sunday with a chance to win. It might save the future of match play.
We got to go out with a bang here, don't we? And there's got to be. Hey, I mean, Fowler is riding a high here, man. I mean, he's playing some good golf. I'm happy he's in the field. But I like his pathway there. Okay, now I'm gonna go. When we get off, I'm gonna go fill out another bracket, and it's gonna be completely different. Oh man, I'm with you, man. I'm kind of bummed that I am bummed that this is going away. This was perfect fit, perfect golf course. And maybe there's a plan in the future with the tour. I don't know. And kind of a resurgence of this. But yeah, it is kind of sad, right? I mean, you don't want a lot of match play, obviously, for television reasons, but it does have a good fit, a good symmetry with the NCAA. Who's going to win that before I let you go? Who's winning college?
I have a future on Alabama, so I'm just rooting for them, despite everything else.
Boy, it's just wide open, isn't it? I mean, it's been unbelievable. It's been unbelievable to watch. I don't even know, honestly. I mean, I got my Northwest bias to Gonzaga. Maybe they got a little. I don't think they have the dogs to do it, but I tell you, I did watch a lot of that Tennessee game. I know they lost their point guard, but they got a lot of length, man. They're big. They can run. I don't know, man. Tennessee, like, to my eye, looked different. It was like Baylor when they beat Gonzaga. I mean, they were like running at a speed that was just hyperspeed. Like, they're, you know, bigger, faster, stronger in that national championship. I watched Tennessee. I'm like, okay, those look like some athletes to me. So we'll have to wait and see. All right, man. I appreciate you unveiling your bracket on the Stripe Show pod. We'll get it up and let everybody see it and copy it. So you've got, who do you have? So you have Cantlay. I have Burns.
Cantlay beating Hatton, yeah.
So a side bet, who makes it further, Burns or Cantlay?
Yeah, and that, between you and that'll I. That should be a Sweet 16 matchup. So we can, yeah, sure.
So who?
Yeah.
So if Burns makes it further than Cantlay,
bet.
$25.
Done.
Okay. $25 Venmo. All right, man. Best of luck. Let's do it next time.
Later, Travis. All the best.